Okay, we've heard about the kids. Now what about the moms and the dads? How can they create new wardrobes in these tough economic times? Well, how about just recycling what you already own? It's known as shopping in your closet. It's proving to be not only frugal, but creative and even stylish, we hope, or at least we're going to find out about that. Melanie Charlton-Fascitelli is the president and creative director of Closet. She's the author of Shop Your Closet, the ultimate guide to organizing your closet with style. Melanie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So how do you shop in your closet, and how is that different from just wearing your own stuff?
Well, I think it's more of a mentality of learning how to style yourself and learning how to edit yourself and learning how to make use of the items that you actually have in there. So it's different than wearing what we have, because we tend to only grab at 30% of what's in our closet. The other 70 sort of negligibly bought or left. So this starts not only with what's in your closet, but the mindset about shopping and in general and what you're picking out. And once you've bought things, how to really, you know, put things together. I think in America, sometimes we tend to look at things from an amassing standpoint, rather from a putting together standpoint.
Well, how do you get started? Oftentimes, like, people say, well, gee, you know, I put this outfit together, because, you know, they always tell you, you know, put your outfit together in the store so everything goes with everything and you're used to wearing it that way. How do you change your mindset about that? What do you do?
Well, I think you have to figure out a little bit about, there is some work involved. I mean, it's not just me telling you exactly what to do, because everybody's personality is different. In my book, I talk about this, and I talk about how, you know, sometimes you're either a left-brainer or a right-brainer, and to be honest, I mean, it's a person who sometimes falls in love with a belt and then builds an outfit around that, or it's a person who needs to start building an outfit like building blocks. You know, a very simple T-shirt and their favorite pair of jeans can start the outfit and then piece things together from there. So you have to kind of figure out a little bit, just to help me out and to help yourself out, what kind of a person you are. And if you're that person who falls in love with the greatest belt and you love this belt or you love this bag and you want to build the outfit around that bag, that's a different mentality than the person who needs to start simply with, these are my favorite jeans, it's a basic, it's something I'll wear all the time, and then you can build from there.
I've heard one simple trick of just rotating your closet, like get the stuff from the back and put it in the front, just to make you look at it?
Yeah, well, I mean, that goes back to editing, what I said originally. I mean, knowing what you have, taking an inventory and an edit of your closet, probably the most important thing you can do before any of these skills are created. Just figuring out what's in there, going through it, and taking a look at it, because like I said, we're only wearing 30% of what we have in our closet. The other 70 sits in everyone's closet. That's an average.
How do you know that?
Because it's something that retail boutiques, this is information that they've gathered through focus groups. And I got this information from a retailer, a large retailer. And it's focus groups that they've just gathered information over long periods of time. And it's an average. The person who spends $500 a season in a wardrobe to the person who spends, you know, much, much more.
What about the idea of inviting a friend over to kind of help you revisit what's in your closet? I can see where some people might think that is so dumb. I'm not doing that. I mean, you know, I know when we're in junior high, we do that all the time. You know, we share each other's clothes. But what about the idea of getting a fresh eye from a friend?
No, that's the best thing you can do. Again, in my book, if you can't afford a stylist or you know, someone like us, stylists who will come in and edit an inventory for you, professionals, the best thing in the world to do is get someone who will tell you the truth. You know, not a best friend who will appease you and tell you you look great no matter what and anything, but more the friend who's going to tell you, yeah, that's not the greatest pair of pants on you, or that's not your color. So if you can get an honest friend or family member to come over, make them dinner, make them lunch, whatever it is, and have them sit with you while you try stuff on, it's always better, because we see ourselves differently through other people's eyes.
Have you ever found something just fabulous in your closet that you thought, I can't believe this was sitting in the drawer and I wasn't wearing it?
Sure. I mean,
give an example.
Mm-hmm. Most of the time I live in New York City, so my closet space is limited, like everyone else in New York for the most part. And when I'm in the city, I definitely find things. I mean, recently I think I found, I've just been going through a pregnancy, and recently I found a dress. These days, you don't really have to buy much maternity. You can buy a lot of just flouncier items. And I found a dress that I'd had from 2-3 years ago that I actually have worn throughout the end of my pregnancy that was stuffed in the back. And I was just so grateful for it because it was jerseyed. It was comfortable, but it was not maternity. So it fit well in all the places that didn't grow. And it was just one of those things like, oh, thank God. I mean, these things happen all the time. We all have to remind ourselves to sort of sort through the back of our closet.
And finally, Melanie, when is it time to let something just go?
You know, everybody says, oh, give things an expiration, like a year or a 2-year period. You know, that's something to take into consideration. But the other thing that I like to say to people is, would you buy this now? So asking yourself, okay, I haven't worn this in a year or two, and then asking yourself, and would I buy this today?
I guess those leg warmers are out, huh?
Yeah. There was a moment a year and a half ago, but that ended quickly once again.
Melanie Charlton Fascitelli is the president and creator director of Closette and the author of Shop Your Closet, the ultimate guide to organizing your closet with style. Melanie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.